With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America's longest-running government shutdown could be over by this evening.
House lawmakers are returning to Capitol Hill for the first time since mid-September, and they'll be voting on the Senate-approved plan to fund and reopen the government. Most Democrats are expected to oppose the bill because it doesn't include an extension of health care subsidies they had demanded. With only a two-vote margin, Republicans have little room for error and will need all GOP members back for the vote.
Correspondent Craig Clugston, even as the shutdown seems to be nearing its end, it continues to take a heavy toll on aviation, airline passengers, and air traffic controllers alike.
I will never travel again.
But Marilyn Ross had had it.
If I travel again, it'll be I will drive.
Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights since the FAA ordered a 10% reduction in air traffic to cope with short staffing and control towers, made worse by the government shutdown as air traffic controllers went unpaid.
The air traffic controllers who didn't miss a day, they came for every scheduled shift that they had. They should get a bonus.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy echoing President Trump.
It'll be $10,000 depending on how many we have.
There is no timeline for when the flight cuts might ease. I'm Ben Tom.
The Justice Department is launching an investigation into what Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Armeet Dhillon, calls mob violence at UC Berkeley. The unrest erupted Monday outside a Turning Point USA event. Quoting Dhillon, every American has the right to speak at and attend events without fear. Record low temperatures have shocked the southeast, while snow blankets parts of the Midwest and the Northeast. Winter doesn't officially arrive until next month. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 118 points. This is SRN News. House churches in China face challenges in holding on to their faith. Their members also face challenges in finding a mate.
Its pastors were taking on new roles as matchmakers. Christianity Today reports Bible teachers in China give talks and share resources about the biblical view of marriage. House churches are banding together to help single Christians meet, but groups try to have fewer than 50 people as a shelter from the state's surveillance. In the process, some singles are also learning to trust God and find contentment should his call be to the single life. George Williams reporting.
Anglicans have met in the Diocese of Durgapur in North India for a conference aimed at tackling human trafficking and slavery. The conference was run by the diocese in conjunction with the missionary organization United Society Partners in the Gospel. The diocese has been praised for its long-running anti-trafficking program. This is SRN News. A crisis at chipmaker Nexperia sent automakers scrambling.
A power struggle over Nexperia, a Chinese-owned Dutch semiconductor maker, is impacting global auto production. The Dutch government has taken control of Nexperia, citing national security concerns. The move highlights vulnerabilities in the technology supply chain affecting automakers like Honda, which halted production at a Mexican factory. The dispute is part of a broader U.S.-China tech rivalry with Europe caught in the middle. Nexperia's chips are crucial for the auto industry, and finding replacements is challenging. Keith Peters, Washington.
A Virginia transportation security officer is suing the federal government, accusing the Department of Homeland Security of sex discrimination over a policy barring transgender officers from performing security pat-downs. The Transportation Security Administration enacted the policy 9 months ago. More details, SRNNews.com.